Thank you for calling Evacore Healthcare. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you know your party's five-digit extension, press 1. If you're calling for a new prior authorization, medical necessity review, or notification, if you're calling on behalf of an Oxford member, press 1. An Aetna member, 2. A Horizon or Braven Health member, 3. A United Healthcare member, 4. For a Cigna member, 5. At the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are calling for a new prior authorization, a medical necessity review, or a notification, press 1. For status of an existing request or to speak with to check the status of or verify an authorization or notification, press 1. For questions about the Evacore Healthcare, if you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal.
Good morning. This is Adrienne P., Intake Representative, and how may I assist?
Hello, this is Ellie calling from provider's office, and I have 2 denied cases with me. Want to know the post-decision options?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can assist you with that. Could you spell your first name for me?
Yes, it's Ellie, E-L-L-I-E, initial to my last, P like Peter.
Thank you, Ms. Ellie. May I please have the case number for the first patient?
Yes, just a moment. For the first one, it is 124-38-517-24.
Thank you. May I have the patient's name and date of birth?
Sure. It's Lynch John, 12-9-1961. Dr. Asmer Ramsey is the provider.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I see the denied pair with CT, the 78815.
Mm-hmm.
Be more than happy to connect you with our physician support unit for the post-decision option.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything additional I could assist you with?
No, that's it.
Just hold the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Physician support unit, please fill out your first and last name.
Hello, this is Ali, last name initial P like Peter, and I have 2 denied cases with me. Want to know the post decision options?
What's the spelling of your name?
Yes, it's E-L-L-I-E.
And then P is in Peter?
Yeah.
Are you calling from a doctor's office or a site?
I'm calling from the provider's office. They are from the same practice.
Okay, from the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And is it for case number 124-385-1724?
Yes, that's correct.
What's the patient's full name, date of birth, or the provider's full name listed?
Yes, Lynch John, 12-9-1961, Dr. Asmer Ramsey is the provider.
You said Asmer Ramsey?
Yes.
I'm not able to verify Asmer Ramsey. Can you spell out the doctor's name?
Yes, it's Asmer, and the last first name is Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y.
All right, thank you for 78815, Pat.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at your case here, I can see it has a current denied status. This case was denied on 7/30/25. And for the level review options available after the denied date, per the health plan, I can see it allows 180 calendar days for a reconsideration as a peer-to-peer scheduled appointment only option or first of all appeal by fax or scheduled peer-to-peer. Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you, Ellie.
No, let's check the next case.
How many do you have?
I have one more. That's it.
Alright, go ahead with the next case number.
Yes, it's 124-38-51041.
Alright, pulling that up for you. What's your patient's full name, date of birth, or your provider's full name listed?
Yes, that is Alessandra Margarita, 121-1964. Dr. Thakkar Malvi is the provider.
Thank you. I can't see that's partial for the patient's name, Ellie. Could you verify the full name?
Sure. It's Alessandra Margarita.
Okay, that's still partial. Would you be able to verify the rest of the name is listed?
Yes. Sure. Let me check the name, just a moment.
I can hold it for 3 minutes. Let me know when you have it available.
Yes, it's M. Mike. Is it correct?
Yes, I need the full name as it's listed, not just the letter.
It's Margar Santana Alcentra.
Alright, thank you for a 78815 pack.
Yes.
Alright, before I can move forward with case assistance, Ms. Ellie, please let me know if this procedure has or has not been performed.
Not performed yet.
Alright, thank you. Since the procedure has not been performed, the level review options after the denied date for the health plan do allow for 14 calendar days for a reconsideration that can be done as a fax or scheduled peer-to-peer. Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you.
14 days, right? And what is the phone number?
Yes. The phone number is going to be 866-889-8054.
Thank you.
Option 3.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. My pleasure, you as well.